الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. ما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مرني بالإسلام بعمل لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعده. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء کرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه, encouraged us to take ibrat and lesson and caution from the inexorable, incessant movement and motion of time. As we encounter milestones in our existence, this is a time for us to reflect, recollect, retrospect, look within ourselves, and take conscious decisions for our future. The saying I am referring to, he said, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. He said, will you not observe the movement of day and night? How quickly is the time not flying by? Every new thing is made old, every distant thing is brought near. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. And he said, every promise of Allah, primarily the greatest inescapable promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which whether we realize it or not is the greatest reality of our life. Today you ask a person, what is the greatest reality of your life? Some people feel, when I put on the computer screen and look at the bank sheet or the bank balance, that is the reality of my life, what I have achieved. Some people will look at some property. Some people look at some worldly hallmark you may have achieved. But, my respected brothers, according to Quran and Hadith, the greatest haqiqat, the greatest reality of life is maut, is death. Those of us that took the trouble this morning of going to the graveyard, of looking at those graves, we should have noticed the dates and seen how many years have passed and reflected and pondered where the relatives that were with us last year, Eid, that celebrated with us, that had that cup of milk with us, that may have eaten those dates with us last year, Ramadan, they are no longer with us. That is the reality of our existence in this world. And it is to that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu draws our attention when he says, وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. The greatest inescapable reality of the incessant motion of time is that the promise of Allah, the greatest promise of Allah, that of mort and death will come. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah says in the Quran, there is a promised time. کوئی دنیا کے اندر رہنے کے لئے نہیں آئے, گھر بنانے کے لئے نہیں آئے, آرام کرنے کے لئے نہیں آئے, خواہشات پورا کرنے کے لئے نہیں آئے. No one came in this world for any of these objectives. Not to live here, not to fulfill our desires, not to build our dynasty, no. Each one of us, the reality of this life is that we came in this world to leave this world. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time. And when that time comes, no one will be given extension. Not one second will be given to anyone. This is the greatest reality of our life. We have reached another milestone. What is the milestone I'm talking about? Another Eid has come. Another Ramadan has passed. This is a milestone. This is a time now for recollection. Like the poet puts it beautifully, it seems almost yesterday. How quick? It seems almost yesterday the Hilal of Ramadan was sighted. And almost in the blink of an eyelid. Almost in the blink of an eyelid it is now Eid. Like that the poet says, take the lesson of Ramadan. What is the lesson of Ramadan? What is the lesson of Ramadan? Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqin. He said this whole life in this world, some will get 20 years, some 30, some 50, some 60. Average, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna amara ummati ma bayna 60 ila 70. He said the average age will be between 60 and 70 years. But what is the reality of this life when compared to what lies ahead? Ka'annahum yawma yarawnaha. Ka'annahum yawma yarawnaha. Lam yalbathu illa ashiyatan aw duhaha. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, when you see what lies ahead, when you see my akhirat, then you will realize that your sojourn in this world was one morning or one evening. One morning or one evening, that is all it was. So where is the opportunity or justification to dilly-dally, to be engaged in unnecessary pursuits? Quran is saying one morning or one evening. The poet gives us even more levity than that. What does he say? He says, "Ad-dunya kulluha shahru sayamil muttaqin." He says, your whole life in this world is 1 month of Ramadan. The whole life in this world is 1 month of Ramadan. Wa'idu fitrihim yawma liqai rabbihim. Your Eidul Fitr, your Eid, your day of festivity, joyousness, celebration is what? Yawma liqai rabbihim. Is the day when you will meet Allah. That is Eid. The day when you will meet Allah, that is your Eid. In other words, spend this Ramadan, not this 1 month, this life. Spend this life in such a way that you make Eid when you meet Allah. That is the sabab. That is the lesson, that is the khulasa and the essence of the message of Ramadan. When Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, we gave you this to become muttaqi. Unfortunately for many of us, the Hilal of Eid, last night I met one brother. He comments, mashallah, what a big crowd for Isha Salah. Happy that at least one Isha after Ramadan, the masjid is full. But what is the sad reality? What will be the crowd for Isha tonight? What will be the crowd for Isha tonight? That is the sad reality. For many of us, what does that Hilal of Eid signify? Is it a get out of jail free card? Does it signify that we should now give up the ibadat of Allah that we were doing in Ramadan? Forget about Allah for another 11 months? Is that what it means? Oh, to some, mashallah, maine bahut ibadat kiya Ramzan mein. I mean, so much ibadat, ab to maqbool ho gaya. Now I'm accepted, jannati ho gaya, certificate mil gaya. Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers, turn a few pages in history. Look at the lives of the Salafi Salihin, our pious predecessors. What did Eid mean to them? They exerted themselves to a far greater measure than we exerted ourselves in Ramadan. Yet, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, in his kitab he writes about the Salaf Salihin, he says, كان بعد السلف يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. That the Salaf Salihin would make dua to Allah 6 months before Ramadan. 6 months before Ramadan they would make dua, Ya Allah, keep us alive to experience Ramadan. ثم يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يتقبله منهم. But when Ramadan was finished, they didn't have this mindset of complacency. Ke mashallah, ab to pahunch gaya. Ab to chutti ho gaya. No. They would make dua for another 6 months. They would make dua for another 6 months that Allah must accept the ibadat of the month of Ramadan. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala would say, kunu liqubulil amal ashadda minkum ihtimaman bil amal. Alam tasma'u qawla Allah ta'ala innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqin. He would say, be more concerned about the acceptance of your amal than the amal itself. Have you not heard? Allah says in the Quran, innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqin. Innama, as we mentioned previously, is kalimatul hasr, like we say in Urdu, sirf or sirf, exclusivity. Only and only Allah accepts from the muttaqeen. Those who have taqwa, in whose heart is the nur of Allah's marifat, Allah's love, Allah's ta'alluq, Allah accepts only from them. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَأَنْ أَسْتَيْقِنْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي صَلَاةً وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He said, if some divine inspiration or revelation could come to me, or I am totally convinced and I have yaqeen that Allah has accepted just two rakat salah from me, would be more beloved to me than the whole world and whatever it contains. Why? Because Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. There is no justification for complacence. We should be very, very worried. Has Allah accepted us? Have we achieved what Allah wanted to give us in this month of Ramadan? Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah says, in his khutbah of the day of Eid, he says, كَانَ بَعْدُ السَّلَفْ يَظْهَرُ عَلَيْهِ الْحُزْنْ يَوْمَ عِيدِ الْفِطْرِ. He says, some of the Salafi Saliheen on the day of Eid al-Fitr, they were sad. They were aggrieved. فَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا يَوْمُ فَرْحٍ وَسُرُورٍ. It was said to them, this is a day of festivities. This is a day of joyousness, a day of happiness. So they said, صَدَقْتُمْ, you have spoken the truth. Yes, no doubt in that. This is a day of happiness. وَلَكِنِّي عَبْدٌ وَلَكِنِّي عَبْدٌ أَمَرَنِي مَوْلَايَ أَنْ أَعْمَلَ لَهُ عَمَلًا فَلَا أَدْرِي أَيَقْبَلَهُ مِنِّي أَمْلَا. What you are saying is true, but I am a slave. I am a laborer. My employer, my mawla, my maker, my master has entrusted me with a task. I don't know if I have discharged it in a manner that is acceptable to him or not. Imam al-Muttaqeen, the Imam of the Muttaqeen of this Ummat, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What greater accolade? What greater accolade? Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his Khilafat. In his Khilafat, Islam spread to 2,200,000 square miles. 4,000 Jamia masjids were established. On the day of Arafah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is looking with pride. Allah is looking with pride at my sahaba. And Allah specially is looking at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That type of maqam and status, yet what does Umar say? Allahu, look at the testimonial Umar gives for Abu Bakr. What does Umar say radiallahu anhum? He says, I am prepared to give up everything, all my good deeds. Whatever I did my entire life, I am prepared to give it in exchange for one night of Abu Bakr. For one night of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Referring to the night in Ghar Thawr. The entire environment is charged with danger and fear. Prize has been placed on the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 100 camels, na'uzubillah, for the one who will bring the head of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Peril, danger in every direction, in such a condition, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq leave Medina secretly, leave Makkah secretly. They go in the opposite direction to Medina, they go towards Ghar Thawr. Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are trackers. So to throw them off track, he is crawling on his fingertips. By the time he reaches the mountain, the Mubarak feet and hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are bleeding profusely. He's unable to mount the mount, he's unable to climb up. Abu Bakr mounts Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his back. Climbs, scales the mountain, reaches the mouth of the cave, it's pitch dark. It was the 27th of Safar, 14th year of Nubuwat. 27th of Safar, lunar calendar, there's no moon that night. So it is very, very dark. Abu Bakr places the Nabi of Allah down, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, goes into the cave. Sees that there are some holes, doesn't know what lies in those holes. There may be some danger. So he takes his amama, tears it, fills the holes. Still holes remain. Takes off his kurta, tears it, fills the holes. One hole remains, places his foot against it. Then only the Nabi of Allah is brought into the cave. Pitch dark, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam couldn't see what is going on. The next morning, Abu Bakr, what happened to your amama? What happened to your kurta? He says, Ya Rasulullah, there was danger, unknown peril. I feared it may harm you. Tears enter the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Looks to the heavens. Oh Allah, I am happy with Abu Bakr. You also become happy with Abu Bakr. And make Abu Bakr my companion in Jannat. Jibreel is sent. Ya Rasulullah, we have made the decision. Your dua is accepted. Abu Bakr is your companion in Jannat. That maqam, that status. Yet, Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'bad. Ya layta ummi lam talidni. He would commiserate with himself, he would remonstrate with himself. If only my mother had not given birth to me. If only I was a blade of grass, some animal ate me up. If only I was the hair on the body of a mu'min, and I would not have to give account in Allah's court. My respected brothers, if we have received some form of divine inspiration, Ramadan, mashallah, is accepted, we are now muttaqi, then this attitude of taking our foot off the accelerator, there is some possible justification for it. But that is not the case. That is not the case. Ramadan was a training ground. الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ سِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ صُوَّمُوا. This Ramadan was a training ground. This 1 month is our whole life. So what does the poet say? صُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى. Fast for this short day. Fast, in other words, for this short life. Fast away from what? From haram. From those major sins that are in our lives. From disobeying our Allah. From pursuing our desires. Fast from that. لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ صُوَّمُوا. Tomorrow you will make Eid with Allah. Tomorrow you will make Eid while the rest of the people are fasting. We don't know we were accepted or not, and obviously this morning Allah's mercy is such, the streets were lined with malaika. Ya mashal al muslimin ughdu ila rabbin kareem. They were announcing, oh assembly of Muslims, Allah is generous. Go to your Allah who is waiting for you. Allah announced, we have hope after the Eid salah. Ala inna rabbakum qad ghafara lakum farji'u rashidina ila rihalikum. That listen, your Rabb has forgiven you. You are forgiven. Ask today, your du'as are accepted. We have hope in the mercy of Allah, but this is not a license. We have been given one thermometer. Those malaika that line the street, they didn't have a parchi with them. But listen, mashallah, Muhammad, Abdullah, Yunus, all Ramadan accepted. No. They didn't have that. We don't know. But we were given one yardstick, gradient, thermometer, measuring tape. By a great sahabi, Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, knew this riwayat. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah in his Lataiful Ma'arif, he mentions this riwayat. The sahabi gives us a yardstick, measure, are you accepted or not? Man sama Ramadan. Man sama Ramadan wa yuhaddithu nafsahu annahu idha aftara ba'da Ramadan alla ya'si Allah. He says there would have been those people in the month of Ramadan who would have fasted. They would have made tawbah. They would have read Taraweeh Salah. They would have read Quran. That 20-inch, 30-inch, 40-inch plasma screen instrument of zina that is soiling every Muslim home, illa mashallah. Because of the little bit sharam and haya of Ramadan, maybe one chadar or cloth was put over it. Because of the sharam of Ramadan, we came regularly to the masjid. At the time of tahajjud, we got up and shed those hot, hot tears. I often say this to the onlooker, it might look the man is suffering, is sobbing and crying. But wallah, every one of us would have experienced this by the qasam of my Allah. Sitting on the minbar of the masjid, this is a challenge. We would have experienced this in the dead of night on that musalla. As those tears came down the cheeks, that ecstasy, that rush of excitement, that happiness, that satisfaction, Allah puts in the heart that nothing in this world can compare with. There is a jannat Allah has kept on the musalla. There is a jannat Allah has kept in fasting. There is a jannat Allah has kept in the tilawat of His Quran. There is a jannat Allah has kept in His zikr. There is a jannat Allah has kept in His obedience. In Ramadan we tasted some of it. Let us not be of those who after Ramadan give up that jannat. So he said there will be those who had fasted in the month of Ramadan and would have made tawbah. Such a tawbah that in their heart they would have spoken that, Ya Allah, I realize I don't know if I live to see another Ramadan. My life is going, Ya Allah, the moment to meet you is coming nearer and nearer. Ya Allah, I haven't prepared myself. Ya Allah, I made so many obstacles, so many mistakes. Ya Allah, I'm beseeching you, please forgive me with sincerity. The person would have spoken in his heart that my life after Ramadan and before Ramadan will not be the same. Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala who says, دخل الجنة بلا مسألة ولا حساب. Such a person will enter into Jannah without any reckoning. Without any reckoning, no hisab, jannati. وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَوَيُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْتَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانَ عَسَى رَبَّهُ. Then there is the other type. Allah protect us. There is the other type that will fast in Ramadan. Fast! Do all the ibadat, stay away from haram, make tawbah, turn to Allah, but, seasonal Muslim is telling himself in his heart, this is haram, that is haram. Azan is going, I have to go masjid. I have to spend my time in ibadat, I have to do this, I have to do that. But don't worry. Don't worry. وَوَيُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ. When the hilal of Eid is sighted, we'll go back to what we were doing before. I will revert back to the life before. Mazak with Allah, mockery with Allah. We haven't understood why this Ramadan was given. وَوَيُحَدِّثُ is telling himself this. Stay away from the haram, but only till Eid. Go regularly to the masjid, but only till Eid. Don't look at the daughters of others, but only till Eid. Put that shaitan box away, only till Eid. Get up for tahajjud, only till Eid. Apply yourself, only till Eid. He's telling himself that. Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala who says, this is a sign. فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُود. The fasting of this person is rejected by Allah. Let us not be amongst them, my respected brothers. Ramadan is a stepping stone, a training ground. Eid is not this Eid. Ajib, on this I will terminate. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi, rahimahullah, in his kitab, he mentions the saying of Allahu Akbar, Khadimur Rasul, the servant of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. From an age of 10, he would serve. He was in the khidmat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas bin Malik, he mentions the saying of his, ajib saying. He says, lil mu'mini khamsata ayad. That for a mu'min, there are 5 days of Eid. For a mu'min, there are 5 days of Eid. What are the 5 days of Eid? Kullu yawmin yamurru alayhi walam yuktab alayhi dhambun fahuwa yawmu Eid. Every day that passes in his life, in which he did not make any guna or sin, that is the day of Eid for him. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَخْرُجُ فِيهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ وَالْعِصْمَةِ مِنْ كَيْدِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. Anas radiallahu anhu says, the day when this mu'min leaves the dunya with iman, with shahadat, with kalima on his lips, having been protected from the trap of and the cunning of shaitan, that day is the Eid of that mu'min. That is also a day of Eid. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يُجَاوِزُ فِيهِ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ وَيَأْمَنْ مِنْ أَهْوَالِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُصْ مِنْ أَيْدِ الزَّبَانِيَ وَالْخُسُومِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. He says, the day when this mu'min will cross that hair's breadth bridge over Jahannam that is sharper than a blade, the day he will cross that, having been saved from the terrors of the day of Qiyamah, having been saved from the claims of the plaintiffs that he had wronged in this world, he crosses the Sirat, Sahih Salamat, that is the day of Eid. Third Eid for a mu'min, fourth Eid, وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيَأْمَنْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. He says, the day that this mu'min enters into Jannah, the day that this mu'min enters into Jannah, and he is saved from Jahannam, that is the day of Eid. And the fifth Eid, and the fifth Eid, my Nabi would make this dua, Allahumma rzuqni ladhatan nadri ila wajhik. Oh Allah, give me the lazzat and ecstasy of being able to look directly at you. That day when Allah will command, Ya Ridwan, O Ridwan, irfa'il hujub baini wa baina zuwari. O Ridwan, remove the veil, lift the veil. My bandas have come. Allahu Akbar. Allama Ghazali Rahimullah used to say that first gaze, Allah's beauty, Allah's magnificence. There are no words that can describe it. He says, the Jannati, Imam Ghazali Rahimullah writes, the Jannati, when he will see Allah for the first time, such will be the reaction, mesmerized, time will stop. This is the greatest ni'mat of Jannat. He says that first gaze will last for 800,000 years. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, the day when you look directly at Allah in Jannat, that is the day of Eid. عِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ. Eid al-Fitr is the day when we meet Allah. Fast for this temporary life. Tomorrow we will make Eid. Tomorrow we will make merriment. That is the sawaq of Ramadan. That is the lesson of taqwa. That is the ahad and covenant that we have to make with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us in the one of us tawfiq.